RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jaden Daniels yesterday afternoon, as we were wrapping up, maybe like right after, somewhere around there. Certainly handling it professionally, as you would expect, maturely. And that's what you get out of a guy who's not a narcissist. You know, we heard from a quarterback last week that often gets compared to Jaden Daniels that hates the comparisons to Jaden Daniels. Right? Thinks they're toxic. Thinks the media is toxic. The big bad media. You know, all of you guys that also think that as well. And again, point out, you think it. You don't know it. You're not smart enough to figure it out. It ain't the media, man. It ain't the media. I promise you. Sometimes the media influences things, but it ain't the media's fault. But remember, that quarterback. And we played cuts on Friday, and he's been in the news from time to time because he just can't stay out of the news. That quarterback held a press conference of his own accord, in Cleveland in 2012 in a game that he didn't play in because he was so worried about perception and control and losing out to Kirk Cousins. And oh my gosh, what do I do? Jaden Daniels held a press conference yesterday because they told him, hey man, probably got to talk. The media is asking for you. You haven't talked. You know, he said a few words, I guess, at a bike event last Tuesday for charity. For the Jaden Daniels Foundation. And outside of that, he hadn't really talked. I don't think he talked after the Vikings game. I don't remember. But anyway, people wanted to talk, especially now that he's been ruled out for the rest of the season. So the Commanders PR team got together with him, said, hey, man, answer a few questions. We'll control it as best we can. Off you go. And you probably don't have to do it again until the day after the season, during locker cleanout day. And that's part of what you got. We're going to hear a little bit more. But that's part of what you got yesterday. A very mature, reasonable response. I've said there is no comparison to Robert Griffin III with Jaden Daniels because Jaden Daniels, no offense, isn't a narcissist. He isn't an egomaniac. He's very talented, very fast, highly celebrated, Heisman Trophy, number two overall pick, strong influence from the family. There are some similarities. Oft injured, there are some similarities. But the biggest difference is, and Robert doesn't understand this, and he still doesn't know this, and he still blames everybody but Santa Claus for this. Robert was completely tone deaf as to the realities of life in the NFL. I think Jaden Daniels, while very, very, very cognizant of his power and his aura, and at this point, the questions that surround him, which are only fair, I think Jaden Daniels is well beyond where Robert was at a similar stage. And this is not about Robert versus Jaden. This is about how is Jaden going to respond the first time that he has a chance to throw a couple of bombs at the organization. The first time that he has a chance. I mean, he's obviously had a chance, but you know what I'm talking about. Really controversial move. He wants to play. He clearly is a competitor. He wants to play so much that he said, all right, I'll accept your decision, but don't put me on IR so I can practice. Okay? Jaden had an opportunity to throw somebody under the bus, to throw somebody under an 18-wheeler. And to my knowledge, it's not what he did. That's not what he did. And we'll hear some more from Jaden Daniels as the show goes along, but that's not what he did. And I, for one, am beyond thankful for that. Regardless of how Jaden Daniels' career goes from here, regardless of whether he's a stud, a star, above average, good, great, very good, however it ultimately gets defined. Franchise, whatever. Jaden Daniels has more maturity and more cognizant self-awareness in his thumb than the guy he's often compared to because they were similar in terms of play style, draft slot, college accomplishment, organization that drafted him, so on and so forth. Family involvement, what have you. Jaden Daniels has got more maturity and more cognizant self-awareness in his thumb. Hell, I'll go his thumbnail. Than Robert had in his entire body. And I liked Robert. We did have a disagreement at the end. Not going to tell you we didn't. We had not talked in 9 years. He was 5 feet away from me the other day, Friday in Baltimore. He didn't say hello to me. I didn't say hello to him. I don't know if he saw me, but whatever. Doesn't matter. I'm just being honest and frank and transparent. That's the difference between the two. That's the difference. I don't know where Jaden's career is going. I'm concerned. Very concerned. Very concerned. not only about his ability to stay healthy, but also did something happen play style-wise, confidence-wise, ability-wise, that teams figured out? Because I think a very fair argument can be made that something along those lines happened this year, just in addition to the injuries. And we also know this, 7 starts out of a 17-game season and not being able to finish several of those games is not good, right? He didn't finish the Dallas game. He didn't finish the Vikings game, and he didn't finish the Seattle game. So he only start to finish played 4 games. Not a lot. And it showed. And every part of me wants to believe and buy in that Jaden Daniels was mostly affected by a lack of practice time and a lack of play time and other injuries to other guys, most notably Terry McLaurin. Every part of my being wants to believe that. I can't convince myself, and I'm just being honest, that that is solely 100% what this is all about. I haven't been able to convince myself yet. Maybe I will, but probably not. And again, I owe you to be honest. I'm not here to get bouquets of roses and to not get you pissed off at me. You want to get pissed off at me and handle yourself like a little bawling child, like some people in leadership positions do? Go right ahead. Go right ahead. But my job is to tell you what I honestly feel, just like I did yesterday. Hey, the Commanders shut him down because they wanted to eliminate distraction. They wanted a mental reset and a physical reset. Didn't want to get him injured. They didn't want Marcus Mariota to be wondering. They didn't want the building to be wondering. All good reasons. I wouldn't have shut him down. I didn't think it was good enough reason. I disagree. I told you that on Twitter, on the radio, and I don't apologize for it, even if it pissed off people in the organization. I don't apologize for it. I tell it how I see it. And I'm telling you how I see this, and that is I have more question about Jaden Daniels and his future than probably the average bear or the average person, and certainly the average fan. But that's okay. If you're reasonable, just like I am, you know what I'm talking about. And this started in the draft process after he was here. That's when it started. Which leads me to this. I have seen a lot of people tweet, mention, Jaden Daniels played 55 of 57 games at LSU and Arizona State. Jaden Daniels is durable. I have seen a lot of people say that. Unfortunately, that number, that trend, that statistic, I can't call it an analytic, but that number means a bunch of bupkis to me. And it should to you. Playing at LSU, while not easy, while a high level of college football is 1/10 of what the NFL is. It's not the same. Not the same. In any way. Yes, it's football. It's not the same. The only thing that has any relevancy whatsoever is last year when he played all 20 games, left a couple of games in between. Part one, the Carolina game because of injury. The Dallas game at the end because, well, A, he wasn't very good in the first half, but B, because There was no real reason to play him. And the Cleveland game, because they were winning by blowout, and that's what happened. But other than that, he started 20 games. He played 20 games. He finished 17. Now, he was hampered by a broken rib. We don't know if it was a hairline fracture, whatever. It doesn't matter. He was hampered. His performance wavered for 3 to 5 games, depending on how you view it. But he never missed a game. That's the only comparison that means anything. Nothing that happened at LSU should enter the chat. Nothing. This is professional football. This is the National Football League. And while LSU and college athletics over the last 2 years has become professional football, you know what I'm talking about. This is the very best of the very best. On LSU, there might be one or two or three NFL players on their defense or offense. You get the point? I think you get the point, right? So when friends of mine, colleagues of mine, other analysts say, nothing to see here. This is just an anomaly. This is just a one-time out-of-the-blue situation. You can't say that. Just like you can't say that he's always going to be injured. You can fear, you can worry, you can have concern, and I have it all. But you can't say that Jaden Daniels is always going to be injured because he's had now 4 separate injuries. Can't say that. Just like you can't say there's nothing to see here, nothing to look at here, because he played 55 of 57 games at LSU. It means bubkus, nothing. It's just a data point. That's it. It has no reality. This is the NFL, where people, coaches, work 100 hours a week to try and stymie you. And the very best of the big boys play here and hit here and tackle here and attack here and run you down here. This isn't the Florida defense of 2 years ago under Billy Napier. That's not that. Yeah, occasionally you're going to run into a Cincinnati Bengals. Occasionally. Once a year? Maybe. Not here. Here, you take on the Green Bay Packers. You take on the Denver Broncos. You take on the Minnesota Vikings. You take on the Seattle Seahawks. You take on the Philadelphia Eagles. But Jaden Daniels, hopefully, will be okay. They've avoided, as long as nothing happens in his personal life and nothing happens on the practice field, which it could always happen, they have avoided major injury going into the offseason. Hopefully a mental and physical reset is what he needs. I don't have very much confidence in that, but hopefully that's what he needs. You will hear more from Jaden when we return on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. If you want to hop aboard, we ask you to be quick, efficient, to the point, snappy. Not no huddle, necessarily, Cliff Kingsbury style, but fast-paced. 301-230-0980. If you want to fire me off a tweet, at WrestleMania621, at WrestleMania621 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Man, I haven't really sat to reflect, but I'll say the main one is it's not easy to rehab and get back out there, especially after something so traumatic like that. So just the perseverance and really just the passion and the want to, you know, to be the best version of myself for my teammates.
Jaden Daniels didn't say anything grand there, right? There was nothing that was like, eureka, oh, shucks, wow, look at this kid, man. Mind-blowing. He just said the right thing. I haven't heard him say anything weird or bad or controversial at all. The only thing that comes to mind, and maybe you guys remember something else, is when he said in an EA Sports cover event over the summer, I think right before camp, with Saquon and somebody else, I forget who, Lamar maybe? I can't remember. That he had a cracked rib last year, broken rib. Which the organization refused to tell us that it was or wasn't. He said it was. That's the only thing I remember. By this time of Robert Griffin's career, I mean, we were literally, it was like a Linnell Willingham Super Six Pack day. Every day ending in Y, there was a cloud of controversy over something he or dad said, or something that some reporter was leaked, or some fanboy got. Right? We were dealing with it at this point in year two, with three games to go. Robert was benched for Kirk Cousins. Benched with 3 weeks to go. Benched. Because the situation behind the scenes was so toxic. He doesn't take any accountability. He blames everyone else. He blames the big bad media. He blames Mike Shanahan and Dan Snyder for being polar opposites before he even got here. Doesn't blame himself. Doesn't blame dad. Doesn't blame media that leaked stuff for him. None of that. To my knowledge, and again, this is only limited knowledge, because I'm not around Jaden every day. I don't, you know, I'm not friends with him. I don't live with him. I don't monitor what he does and, you know, whatever. To my knowledge, there is nothing there. His mom has said more controversially than he has. And I suppose you have to throw that into the mix. But it is not a major problem at this point. But you should be cognizant of the fact that Jaden has a chance, unlike Robert and unlike other immature quarterbacks like Ryan Leaf when he was playing. So many bad ones. Jamarcus Russell, Achilles Smith, guys of that ilk. They didn't have a chance because they didn't have any emotional and personality-based common sense. They didn't. They were tone deaf. They were unaware. I think Jaden's aware. I think Jaden's mature. I think Jaden is cognizant of what he is and what he can be and what he can't be. And even if he feels, hey, I really want to play, I can say I want to play. I'm disappointed that I'm not playing without throwing anybody under an 18-wheeler. I think he can do that. And he did that essentially yesterday. Maybe I'm missing something. I don't know. Maybe you guys heard something different. But that's what I feel. The other part of this is moving forward, injury and injury concern is a very, 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 very real thing for every quarterback. There are some quarterbacks that you worry about it more. Great quarterbacks, Joe Burrow, have been consistently hurt. Lamar Jackson, 2 years in a row, missed 6 games at the end of the season and then 7 games at the end of the season. Then got miraculously healthy. And outside of a couple of games this year, been fine over the last 2 years. But it's always there. The only guy that hasn't gotten hurt, knock on wood, that's been around for a long time, now that Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL and LCL, is Josh Allen. But at some point, it's going to happen to him. The question becomes, not do you get hurt, it's how often you get hurt. And what can Jaden do to correct that and fix that? Nobody, and the answer shouldn't be from inside the organization, Jaden, DQ, AP, anybody, Cliff, what have you. Nobody should say, there's nothing I can do. That's not true. That is absolutely not true. You can say it's bad luck. You can say it really had an effect. You should not say, there's nothing I can do. Which, I did hear Jaden, if I heard correctly on my way home yesterday, I did hear him acknowledge that, which I think is wrong. There is something you can do. Yes, some of it is bad luck. Maybe a lot of it is bad luck. There's absolutely things you can do to mitigate it, to protect yourself better, to stay on the field more. So that would be the one little caveat that I would be like, ugh. And again, as I pointed out, nobody should be using what happened at LSU other than a data point that you just throw out there because you want a data point. Doesn't mean anything. The only thing that matters is what happened last year on the NFL level. And even that has to be called into question because they didn't play the same level of competition last year as this year. They played easier competition. They played some hard competition, but they played easier competition. So even that can be diminished a little bit. But I'm not going to be a maniac and say, nope, that doesn't matter. That doesn't count. What happened at LSU really doesn't count. That got him drafted. In the league, totally different story. So don't buy into that baloney. Don't buy into that cockamamie nonsense that all the number gurus give you. That lack complete context. Don't buy into that. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Your thoughts on what Jaden had to say yesterday? Your thoughts on what I had to say today? Is it fair? Is it fair to basically say you should be worried about Jaden Daniels? You should be worried more than just injury. You should be worried that this isn't just an anomaly, but also that you have hope and confidence in him still. I think that's fair. What say you? 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in. Away we go with a trending alert. All right, so a story we talked about yesterday has come true now. That is Tua Tagovailoa has been benched by Mike McDaniel and the Miami Dolphins after Monday night's horrible performance in Pittsburgh without TJ Watt on the field. Meanwhile, the Commanders at practice today as they continue to get ready for the Philadelphia Eagles, who blasted the Las Vegas Raiders last Sunday, 31-0, come to FedEx Field, Northwest Stadium, I should say, on Saturday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Quinn Ewers, by the way, will be the Dolphins quarterback, not Zach Wilson. Forgot to mention that. Meanwhile, the Ohio University football program has fired their head coach, Brian Smith, saying that he violated his contract by, quote, engaging in serious professional misconduct and participating in activities that reflect unfavorably on the university. They went 8-4 in his first regular season as the head coach of the Bobcats. He was placed on leave December 1st for undisclosed reasons. And apparently it's all over for Terrence Crawford in the world of boxing. Who knew? 42-0, multi-time champion, 5 division championships. He announced his retirement upcoming. And that's what's trending.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
We are 8 days away from Christmas.
Really?
8 days.
Eight. God. The time flies.
What have you gotten me?
Man, I've gotten you just a lot of love.
Uh-huh.
You know, kindness,
mm-hmm.
positive words. I spoke life into you many of times,
yep.
Chris Russell.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yep.
And I think
very generous of you.
That is what this season is all about. Who cares about physical gifts?
Yeah.
It's the impact. It's the connection that you make with people that really lasts longer than any gift. So I hope that you've definitely done the same for me. I hope I did that for you. So, you know, Merry Christmas, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks. I hope you don't expect anything more because, one, you're not going to get it.
Mm.
And two, it's all I have.
I mean, I'm so glad you're so blunt about the fact that I have nothing coming for Christmas from you.
Yeah.
Other than all that you've given me already.
As long as you said it, not me.
Yeah. You know what did you get Cowboy B?
You know, the same. The same.
What do you think I should get you?
Space. To enjoy my holiday. I think that would be...
Well, we will, right?
Exactly.
We're not working next Thursday.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're not working next Friday. Well, I'll be slaying over a hot microphone.
Yeah, and I can't wait, man. I think that is a great Christmas present, so thank
what,
you.
That you don't have to see me for 4 days in a row?
Well, not specifically you, you know, but, you know, just take the time off, enjoy with family. Chestnuts roasting in an open fire. Do, 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 do. Yeah, Cowboy be like that. Cowboy be like that. I'm sure the listeners like that too. But yeah, just that's a great Christmas present. And I hope everyone who's listening gets to enjoy that same Christmas present of taking some time off, enjoying their family, and, you know.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
I got the, you know, it's a very busy time between, you know, all the football, which is nonstop. Army, Navy, my car accident and having to deal with that, Christmas shopping, plans, what have you. I had a death in the family yesterday, extended family, but still somebody that I've known for a long time. And that was very good to me and my kids and all of that. So it's, you know, I don't mind sharing. I know you think that I always just bitch about traffic and I come in a miserable mood and, you know, you have to talk me off the ledge and all that stuff, which some of that is true.
Yeah, yesterday was a specific, right. I understand. I mean, I gave you, you know, I gave you crap, but then we talked after the show and I heard Tyler call and, you know, just hearing how, and I think you handled that great, by the way.
Yeah,
that was a really touching moment hearing that from you and Tyler.
Thank you. I appreciate it. By the way, speaking of Tyler, I just watched him in a Christmas concert on video. My daughter called me on Facebook video as I was driving, not the safest thing. And I was able to watch Ty and his work colleagues do a 7-song Christmas song concert.
Oh, wow.
And he did great. He was shaking what is that thing that, you know, has like
a maraca?
Not a maraca, but I forgot the name of the instrument, but it's, you know,
tambourine.
I think that's it. He was singing, he was having a good time.
What's Tyler singing? Tenor, alto, soprano?
Come on. No, I think you expect me to know that?
Yeah, I think Tyler can be a good tenor.
All I know is you can hear him over everybody.
Great, perfect.
And at one point, he stepped forward out of the group, and he started shaking his ass and wiggling his ass and doing his thing, which he knew was going to get everyone to crack up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he knows that everybody waits for that.
Mm-hmm.
His mom said it to him this morning while I was on the phone at 7:15, my God, with him, you know, that he was going to shake his ass at the concert And he and no, and then of course the second song he's up there, stepping forward, wiggling his ass.
Do you support the ass shaking as well, or is that just mom?
I mean, no, it's fun.
Okay,
I mean it's part of his unique charm.
Gotcha.
And his very unique personality, and his very loving personality. But anyway, that got me into a good mood. Number one, last night. Do you know what I did after I left here? I circled around Tyson's Corner for a half an hour. After driving to Tyson's Corner, my GPS took me in the back way to avoid traffic, and I was through parking lots and all sorts of weird things. I was going to a concert at Capital One Hall Theater, whatever they call it, in Tyson's Corner, for those that have been there. I think it's Capital One Hall. Not Arena. Capital One Hall, Capital One Theater. I can't remember exactly what they refer to it. But I went to a holiday hootenanny. That's what they called it. That's what they promoted it. That's right. Old Crow Medicine Show. Who? I like Old Crow Medicine Show. They are the original purveyors of Wagon Wheel. The Darius Rucker recut, remake, cover that exploded in popularity 10-ish years ago, whatever it might be. I went to an Old Crow Medicine Show Christmas holiday hootenanny. That's what it said on the sign. A holiday hootenanny. I don't know what a hootenanny is, but somebody that used to work here used to refer to things along that line, like concerts and whatnot, as a hootenanny. Well, I still don't know what a hootenanny is, but it was a kickin' show, man. It was full of energy, a bunch of Christmas songs that weren't traditional Christmas songs that they put their unique spin on. Some traditional, but more non-traditional. And again, they have a very, very, very unique style. A lot of violin. Lot of just different kind of unique twists, if you will. But yeah, they called it a holiday hootenanny. And I went. I went with good friends. And good people. And I had a good time. A holiday hootenanny. That's why I said to AMAC, I said, we got to play Christmas music. We're getting close. We're 8 days away. We got to get everybody in a good mood. So much negativity. So much grumpiness. Got to get everybody in a good mood. You know, yesterday, some of you took offense when I said, hey, we got to go faster on the phones. We got to be quicker. We got to be more efficient. And I was reminded after the show that Jim Rome would always say, less of you, more of me means good for the show. I'm not going to say that, but I was reminded of that. I was reminded of that yesterday. But the last 24 hours, your boy has gotten very much into the Christmas spirit. I hope you have too, if you celebrate Christmas, obviously. But it is Hanukkah. So if you're celebrating Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah. Whatever you got to do to enjoy the next week or so in a world of chaos, sadness, tragedy, awfulness, and misrepresentation, and flat out meanness, whatever we can do to put a little smile on your face while we do what we have to do, and that is talk about Jaden Daniels, the Commanders, the Eagles, the NFL, so on and so forth, college football, whatever we've got to do to get you in the mirror, in the spirit. When you look in the mirror, maybe you smile a little bit, maybe you crack a little smile. That's what we're going to do on this show. All right, we got to take a timeout. Wanted to set that part of the show up, or at least acknowledge that. We'll get back to Jaden Daniels. Again, you should be concerned. That is proper. That is normal. That is acceptable.
However, I do have confidence in Jaden that I know I did not have back in 2013, year two, three games to go, when he was benched. It was over, Johnny. It was over. And anyone that wanted the truth knew it. This ain't over. This is, hopefully, just the beginning. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us. You know what doesn't get you in a good mood? When you're trying to do your Christmas shopping 8 days before, and you see that bill, man. You see that credit card just keep on arising.
I want to join you in your old man grumpiness because, like, Christmas shopping, I think has really sucked the joy out of Christmas for me.
I agree.
And then
I agree. I hate it.
And then not only Christmas shopping, but then having to wrap these presents. Because I got a lot of it done.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now they're just sitting in a corner of my home, and I'm like, I have to wrap this at some point.
So you have to wrap, what, for your mom, your dad?
Girlfriend's mother, sister. And I think that's it. And I'm actually going to keep my parents because, you know, how my parents are. I'm trying to keep them from having to go out, so I'm actually going to get my gifts too at some point. So it's a lot.
The wrapping is the worst.
Yeah. I think I could.
The wrapping is worse than the money that you have to spend.
Mm-hmm.
The money that you have to spend is not great when you're on a tight budget or a somewhat restricted budget, I guess is how I would describe myself. I wouldn't describe it as a tight budget.
Mm-hmm.
A somewhat restricted budget.
Yeah, you're balling.
Budget.
You're balling.
No, I'm not balling.
It's fine.
I'm not balling.
First class ticket.
Trust me, if you saw my paycheck, it would not be considered balling.
To Jeff Bezos, but to you. No, okay.
But anyway. Mm-hmm. The wrapping is the worst. If I could get anything gift wrapped that I order, that's great. You know what actually is interesting? I try and now buy, and I know it's thoughtless to some, I try and buy gift cards and or tickets to like events, concerts. That's what I did for my daughter. I bought her a bunch of gift cards to her favorite coffee brew house in Ohio, which she wanted, a shirt, which got delivered to her place, and I bought her concert tickets to Alex Warren, who's really popular and who I saw with her back in May up in Cleveland. Well, he's performing at the old Quicken Loans Arena, I don't know, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, whatever the hell they call it. In June, and I got her and her boyfriend two pit tickets and whatever. I don't have to wrap anything. I spent a ton of money, but I don't have to wrap anything. How about them apples? That was good. That was great. So spending money that you don't have, ideally, trying to guess what people want. The problem with gift cards, you can't hide the cost. Right? So like my nieces and nephews down in Orlando, I asked their mom, my sister, hey, what do the kids want for Christmas and their birthdays? Because I usually just combine one and the other because they all have birthdays in the fall. I'm super busy. I usually just combine into one big gift. And she's like, oh, gift cards. They all want gift cards. In some ways easy. But you know what you can't do? You can't get a gift card for $25 for your nieces and nephews. You know what I'm saying? Like my daughter last night asked me to order presents for her friend here in Virginia that she's not going to be able to see over Christmas to have them shipped to her house. Like I ordered it all through Amazon Prime and it was like five or six presents and it was like a total of $75. Whereas I can't just send like a $75 gift card to my
Yeah, it's
niece
not impressive. Not as impressive.
No. I got to send double that.
Yeah.
Plus, it's Christmas and your birthday because all three have, again, fall birthdays. So that's the only problem with gift cards is there's no hiding around the denomination. Now, you can be cheap and send a $20 gift card. What? Okay. But I ain't be cheap for some. I can't be cheap for my nieces and nephews, my sister. You know, I don't have many left. Anyway, this is what we talk about
when the football team has four wins on the year and it's almost Christmas time, and they play in a game that not many people are expecting them to win without the starting quarterback, which is how we started the show. Coming up next, we'll get back into Jaden Daniels and what he said. And then Tua Tagovailoa finally got whacked. Not exactly whacked, but you know. You know. And that's going to lead us into a conversation of, is it better to have a guy that you pay versus not having a guy that you don't have to pay? 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.